I know in the past I've talked to you about the meaning of the word benediction, benedictus, which means the last good word, and it's something that usually happens at the end of a talk, the end of a service. But today I simply want to start by speaking this good word over you. It comes from Jude. It begins in verse 24, "To him who is able to keep you from stumbling, to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen." There's some beautiful truths there, not the least of which is God is keeping us. God is with us. He's going to present us without fault and with joy. And all the glory for that goes to God alone. My mind has been thinking about the trouble that so many of us are experiencing. And I'm sure that doesn't surprise you that my mind goes there. Things just can be tough for us. Sometimes things are difficult because they're circumstantial, they're tough for a particular moment in time, and other times it can be a season of time. I think even the most shallow reflection on that fact can tell us that part of that's because we live in a broken world. The other part is because even as Christians, there's still brokenness inside of all of us. And as I share that, I need to say that I'm really grateful to the Lord that he never said anywhere in Scripture that if we were his mature followers, we would never have any concerns and that we would slide on through, never faltering, never stumbling, never wondering. What the Lord did say was that in this world you would have trouble. And then he promised that he has overcome the world. And part of that is that in his overcoming, we will eventually overcome. And that there are ways in which we can lean into his peace. And that is a really, really good word for us in this particular time. You know, I was thinking about the followers of Jesus. I mean, here they are, men who spent time with Jesus. They saw the miracles. They watched Jesus' life, and yet they had their moments, didn't they? I mean, Peter a couple times didn't get the point that Jesus was making. In the end, he denied Jesus. James and John wanted to call fire down on the Samaritans. And all the while, Jesus kept calling them his own. The fact that they stumbled, the fact that they got road burned, the fact that a difficulty didn't always receive the most mature response, didn't disqualify them. Jesus simply kept putting his arm around them and telling them, let's keep on walking. We're going to get there. Even Judas, in the end, Jesus called friend. So, I think there's something about this that gives me both understanding and hope. When we begin to face difficulty, and not every single moment of every day does faith arise and we overcome with great strength. But it could be that we're growing and we're learning even when we get our own nicks and bruises along the way. The book of Isaiah has been speaking to me of late, and I've been trying to keep some truths in mind, particularly in light of the issue that these times are not easy, things that we need the Holy Spirit to help us bring to our conscious awareness. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I've done is I took a little 3x5 card, and I wrote down some of these scriptures, and I wrote them down so that when I feel that internal angst rising up and the tendency to turn toward fear and worry, that I can be called back to these truths. And I not only read the scripture on my 3x5 card, but I begin to imagine it. I begin to ask the Lord to give me a picture in my mind of these truths so it encodes in a much deeper way. I have found that very, very important. And so the first one that I want to share with you that maybe you want to consider in these kinds of times, it's familiar. It comes out of Isaiah 43. Don't be afraid, I've redeemed you. I've called you by name and you belong to me. When you pass through waters, I'll be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And then later it says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. This is important, and I think it's important to visualize that fact that God's presence is always around us. And as Dallas Willard once commented, anytime you're in the presence of God, you're safe. Even in the midst of difficulty, and I need you to know that I don't always feel that way, which is one of the reasons that I'm asking the Lord to particularly let these scriptures come alive in me. You are always with me. You're always with us. Even in the midst of a broken world, even in the midst of our own frailties, when the clouds roll in, you don't go away, you stay. I have called you by name. I am with you. This particular scripture and truth reminds me of a story we talked about here on the podcast of Stephen, that when things are at its worst, he sees into heaven to the throne of God, and Jesus is standing. Not a symbol of sitting down, passively watching, but engaged. And that's something that I think is important. Holy Spirit, give us that image that you are engaged, you are with us, you are here. And as a result, you'll carry us to the other side. As that good word from Jude says, he will present us without fault and with great joy. I think we need to picture this. We need to remind one another of this. And we need to come back to it over and over again. So there's another scripture that I've written on my little card that comes from Isaiah, and it's rather important. It's Isaiah 30, verse 20. It says this, although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them. Now, this really links into something that comes at the end of Ezekiel, where God says to the children of Israel, I do nothing without cause. Again, that God isn't separated from our lives. He isn't distant from our lives. He isn't so transcendent that he's way up in heaven and he has no idea of what's going on. We live, we breathe, we have our being in his presence. And when he lets these difficulties come our way, there can often be a purpose. That's why it says your teachers will no longer remain hidden. You will see them. Now, I have to admit, when I'm in a tough time, I seldom see what it's trying to teach me. But when I get to the other side, often I recognize that something has shifted. I have a new level of understanding. Maybe I have a new intimacy with the Lord. But something good usually happens as a result. And by good, I don't mean that it's always a giant rescue mission. It means that something in me is developed. Something's changed. And it often comes through times of difficulty. I don't only learn through difficulty, but I've learned a great deal that way. And so this scripture is one that I'm holding to and I have to come back to. So Lord, you're always here, you're always with me. And also, even in the midst of these adversities and these difficulties, you are teaching. It's not without cause. There's something important taking place there. And then there's this scripture that comes from Isaiah 50. In Isaiah 50, verse 20, we read this. Let the one who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on God. And then it goes on and say, but many of you light your own fire to provide yourself with flaming torches. Look, this is the hardest one of all for me. It says that when things are tough, trust God to get you through, and don't try to fight your own way through. Let discerning faith win out. Now, I need to say about my own life that there's parts of me that I think I would say are rock solid with the Lord, and there are other parts of me that are still very frail and that don't always exercise great faith and great trust. This is one of the reasons I can find comfort when Jesus says to someone that they can only be healed through faith and belief, and the man says, Jesus, help my unbelief. So I need to say to Jesus, help my lack of trust at times. Because when it gets difficult, I can begin to want to scramble for the solution, claw my way out. Now, I need to give myself some grace that I don't always respond with fullness of faith, but at the same time, I've got to learn to lean into the Lord, to pray that the Lord would help me and to give me a greater sense of trust. Doesn't come easy, isn't always the first thing I grab for, but yet it is something very, very important. Maybe we could cry that out together. God, help us in our unbelief. We believe. You've touched us so deeply. There have been so many changes that have occurred in our lives. We find your word our light, our hope. But when clouds roll in and it gets tough and it is difficult, there is an easy tendency for us to want to light our own torches and to try to go by our own light rather than by your light. And so I think these are important reminders in this time. God's going to see us through. He's going to get us there in the end. He'll present us without fault. There will be great joy. But let's remember Isaiah 43. He's always with us, even in the tough times, right there. And that even the tough times can be our teacher. And that God wants us to come to the place by His grace where we can trust Him. Let's pray for each other in that way. And may God's grace surround you today.